First, one of the country's richest men, Clive Palmer, may now be a federal MP, but there's no sign of him putting a brake on his considerable business interests. Late yesterday, the federal government gave approval for his company to build a multi-billion dollar coal mine in central Queensland. Waratah Coal says the project will create thousands of jobs for Queensland and potentially create the nation's largest coal mine. Environmentalists aren't happy at news of the approval, despite dozens of conditions being placed on the project by the federal government. Simon Lauder reports.
In a decision published late yesterday, the Environment Minister Greg Hunt has given the go-ahead for Clive Palmer's company to build the China First mine near Alpha in the Galilee Basin. Waratah Coal says the mine will produce 40 million tonnes of coal for export every year. The $6.4 billion project involves the construction of a 500-kilometre railway line linking the mine to a controversial coal terminal at Abbott Point in North Queensland. The managing director of the company, Newey Harris, says the project will now go ahead.
This is design, construct, build, commission and operate. Will occur in a three-year time period.
The company says the project will create thousands of jobs, but the executive director of the Australia Institute, Dr. Richard Dennis, has concerns about the broader economic impact. He's examined the company's own economic impact statement and says the mine will cost jobs elsewhere.
The economic impact statement that was put in to support this mine makes clear that this mine will crowd out manufacturing in a number of ways. In particular, they're planning to poach the skilled workforce from the existing manufacturing sector rather than train their own staff. And by putting upward pressure on the exchange rate, it'll make existing exporters in Australia, not just in Queensland, less competitive. And again, this is not controversial. This is what the people who are building the mine said when they were going through the approval process.
Just because the Federal Environment Minister has given it the thumbs up, it doesn't mean it will go ahead, though, does it?
Look, there's lots of risks for this project, one of which is that, luckily for the climate, China is losing its appetite for coal. So, look, certainly today's decision is a real blow for people interested in tackling climate change. But, there's a lot more hurdles for this mine to get over.
The managing director of Waratah Coal, Newey Harris, rejects the Australia Institute's concerns.
The reality is that the project will develop jobs. There's a total of about 6,000 jobs all up, being the mine component, the rail and the port. And it won't be taking jobs away from the rural community. It'll be adding jobs to the rural community.
And he's playing down the role of the company's owner, who's set to wield significant parliamentary clout from next year.
I wouldn't say that the Commonwealth Government are approving Clive Palmer's project. What they've approved is a project which has been put forward by Waratah Coal, and Waratah Coal being a subsidiary of Mineralogy.
The federal government has imposed 49 conditions on the project to protect a sensitive wilderness area nearby. Environmentalists say they still have concerns about the impact the mine will have on groundwater and biodiversity.
Simon Lauder reporting there. And Clive Palmer told AM he did not want to comment because the decision had nothing to do with him.